A well-written and a well-spent life are very rare. A well-written and a well-spent life are very rare. We say this because we don't really pay attention to what we have done in our life and what our lives are all about. Because what we have intended to do basically is to say no. My sister would always say to me, "Who do you think you are, the pure white driven snow? Who do you think you are, the beautiful, wonderful, fantastic person you are?" All of my life, people have said things like that to me. I have not tried to live my life as a sample or symbol for somebody else. I've only lived it for myself. And in living it for myself, I'm often thought of being too one-pointed, too directed toward the divine content that I want to do. Candidates are filmed as a family and as candidates. And then they choose not to use the film, not to use the film to promote themselves, because the film shows their spontaneity, their reality of self, how they look at their life. The film shows how they think about themselves and how they think about the world, and what kind of family they have, what kind of children they have, what kind of people they have in their life, and how these people have lived by the spontaneity of their life, how they are a reflection indeed of what the candidate is. Can we each look at ourselves and say, our family, our world, our life is a reflection of ourselves? There are some areas of our life that are not complete. There are some areas of our life that are not as fulfilled as we'd like to have them be. There are some areas of our life where people in our life are ill, or people in our life are not doing honorable things. And that's a reflection of us. Do we have the stability to stand forth for our convictions, for our beliefs, for who we are at all times? Are we able to stand forth for the well-written life, the well-spent life, under every condition? It's a difficult thing to do. Truly, it's a difficult thing to do. Now, we hear about King Solomon and how he spoke about the child of two women and how they were protesting it was their child. And so we say that he had great wisdom when he said, "All right, swordsman, cut the child in two and give them each half." Now, the real mother, of course, would speak up. The candidate who was the real mother, who was really the candidate for motherhood, would speak up by not demanding her child, by not saying, "I want a half a child," by not saying no. The other woman, she did. But now, this is showing the other woman to be a very naughty lady, not very nice at all. And it shows the other lady to be so superior, so beautiful, so fantastic. Is this what we want to do? Do we want to show up other people to be fantastic or to be not fantastic because that's who we are? What does our modesty allow us to do? What does our integrity allow us to do? Who are we? What kind of people are we? What kind of people are we that we feel that our life is a sample for the rest of the world to look at? Who are you, the pure white driven snow? What do we say, and how do we act? Each of us can be very wonderful and very fantastic. We all have an opportunity to go on to the internet. We have the opportunity to go on to the various activities of Netflix and so forth and see how the candidates have lived their life. And as we do this, we look at them and we think to ourselves, "Well, what fantastic people these are. What amazing people these are." But what amused and delighted me the most as I looked at some of the candidates was how their children responded, and the purity of their children, the integrity of their children, the honesty of their children. Do we want a nation built upon someone who is able to have children who are beautiful, fantastic, integral, who stand forth under all circumstances as dynamic, vital, beautiful people? That's not an easy thing to do. That's not an easy thing to do, because as we are ourselves, we expect our family to reflect ourselves. And when our children reflect the integrity that we are, when our families reflect the integrity that we are, then we're doing something right. And it's not a matter that we're telling them how to live their life. It's that they are inspired by the life we live, and they want to be like us. They want to be like the person that we represent to them. Little children always think that their mother and father are God. They think that they're the most wonderful, fantastic beings in the universe. And, of course, they are. But why do they think this? They think this because the mother and father want only happiness and joy and peace and honesty and integrity and values for their children. This is what good parents want for their children. And most parents are good parents. Most parents do want only good for their children. And they live a well-written and a well-spent life. And they live it in front of their children, and they live it around their children and for themselves when they are with their family and when they are away from their family. Their personal integrity is always absolutely fantastic. Each one of us would love to have our lives to be so flawless, to be so beautiful. Well, our lives are truly flawless. We are with a most noble character. But when we do not appear to have a noble character, it's because we have allowed ourselves to see ourselves without a noble character. And a noble character begins right now. When you are starting to be a candidate for an office, or for being the father or mother of a family, or a friend, when you are a candidate for that wonderful position, you have the most beautiful experience in the world, because you say to yourself, I am surrounded by beautiful people. I am a beautiful person. I am unconditional love. I am joy. I am peace. When you do such a thing as that, as the candidates are filmed as a family, and the candidates are filmed as a candidate, they always look for the best. They say about political candidates that you can't believe them, because they say when they're running for office that they will do lots of things, and then when they're in office, they don't do those things. Well, when you're running for office and when you're trying to sell yourself, you see everything as beautiful and done. You don't see the program of how they are to be done. And then once you're in office, then you see all of the problems that are going on and how you can accomplish what you said you wanted to accomplish. If once a candidate is elected, if once you become a father or mother, once become a friend, and you just live your life in purity and in goodness, you'll find that you can live up to your candidate promises. You can live up to yourself as being the pure white driven snow. You can live up to yourself as being the divine. When you go around being unconditionally loving to yourself first, and then to everyone in your family and your world, everyone, then you find you are living a well-written and well-spent life. And it is not so very rare when you do it. It's probably less rare than we realize because it is so natural. It is so intuitive. It is so one with each person who does it. So today, begin to say for yourself, I live a well-written and well-spent life today. And I start today to live that well-written and well-spent life because today is the first day of the rest of my life. Today is the only day that matters in my world. It's the only day that makes any difference to me and to what I want out of life. This is my reality. As the candidates are filmed as a family and as candidates, they come out pretty nicely. I think that if they would just look at that film, once they become elected as office, once they become parents, once they become vital in their life, they'll find that to fulfill those promises, to fulfill those expectations, those ways of thinking about themselves, is the easiest thing on earth because what it is, it's an expression of their divinity. They're being unconditionally loving, and they just go right on being unconditionally loving. And as they do that, everything is easy. Everything is beautiful. And all of their lives, they will be considered as God to their children, to their friends, to their world, and to themselves. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.